So let's review. The Gemara previously mentioned that Hamaitzi Shemra Loika Venoisin Me'asela. Someone who falsely accused his wife of his nus is punished with Malkus, and he also compensates her with a knas of 100 silver coins. The Braisa says that this is derived from the pasuk which refers to Maitzi Shemra, V'lokcho Yizikne Ha'ir Ha'hu Esa Ish V'Yisru Eisai, V'Antru Eisai Me'a Kesef. The pasuk explicitly states the knas of 100 silver coins, and the word v'yisru refers to malchus, because lamanu yisru me'yisru, v'yisru mi'ben, u'ben mi'ben. And there is a gzereshav of the words of v'yisru v'yisru, and the pasuk of Maitzi Shemra, v'lochu zikne ha'ir ha'hu esa ish v'yisru aysai, and the pasuk regarding a ben sayra mayra, ki yiyya le'ish ben sayra mayra, v'yisru aysai v'loy shama aleyah. And there is a hekesh of the words of Yisru and Ben in the pasuk of Ben Seiru Meira. And there is a gzereshav of the words Ben Ben of Ben Seiru Meira, Ki Le'ish Ben Seiru Meira, and the pasuk which refers to Malkus of Ohyim Ben HaKoyser Rasha. Therefore, the word of Yisru of Maitzi Shemra refers to Malkus. Although Malkus can only be given to one who transgressed a lav, and there is no mention of a lav in the psukim of Maitzi Shemra, Rabbi Elazar says that the lav is from the pasuk Leiselech Rochel Ba'amecha. One is prohibited to spread gossip. Rabbi Nosson says that the lav is from the pasuk V'nishmartim called Davara. One must guard himself from all evil doings. The word Davar can be understood as Dibur, speech, which teaches that one must abstain from Lashon Hara, evil speech. The Gemara cites a braisa. Lo amar le'edim bayu v'hiduni v'heim me'idin oisem aleihem. If the husband did not call the Eidim to testify, they merely testified on their own, he is not punished, neither with Malkus nor with Knas. Another Braisa adds, Reb Yehuda Omer, Ein Chayiv Ad Sheyisker Eidim. Reb Yehuda says that even when he instructed the Eidim to testify, he is not punished unless he paid the Eidim to testify. Because there is a Gezer Shava of the words Sima Sima of Maitzi Shemra and Ribis, lending with interest, the husband's accusation could only be presented through a payment. The Gemara previously mentioned the machlokes of Rabbanan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, whether the punishments of Maitzi Shemra are applicable kishlei bal, even when they did not cohabit. The Gemara elaborates with a braisa. Ketzer hoitzar Shemra. These are the halachas of a husband who accuses his wife of znos. Bal lebezin of Amar. Pliny le matzasi le bitcha b'sula. A husband arrives in Bezin and says to the Naira's father, your daughter was not a b'sula. Im yesh edim shezin tzatachta of b'skila. If there are witnesses who verify his claim after she was mezana, cohabited after erison, she is punished with skila. Zin tzameikara yesh l'ksubamana. If the witnesses testify that she was mezana before erison, there is no chiyiv misa because she was not an eshesesh. However, she is only entitled to a partial ksub of 100 zuz, because Knosa b'cheskes b'sula b'nimtzis b'ula yesh l'ksubemana. He married her under the assumption that she was a b'sula and discovered that she was already a b'ula. The Braisa continues, first with the opinion of the Tanakama. Nimtza sheshemra inoy shemra, hu loike v'nusin me'esela, bein bal u bein loy bal. If it is proven that this was a false accusation, he is punished with Malkus, and he also compensates her with a knas of 100 silver coins. Whether they already cohabited, in which his claim was through his own experience, whether they did not cohabit, in which his claim was through Edom, because the psukim which imply cohabitation are not understood literally. The punishments of Maitzi Shemra are only applicable if they cohabited, because the psukim which imply cohabitation are understood literally. Zak the Mishnah. Ha'av zaka bebitay b'kedusheha b'kesef b'shtar b'bia. A father receives his daughter's benefits while she is a ketana, a minor, or a naira, 12 years old, but before 6 months elapsed, in accepting her kedushin in all its forms, through money, a document, and cohabitation. The Mishnah continues, Zaka b'mitzi asa, o b'maisi yedeho, b'fars nadireho, o mekabal eskita. He receives her findings and her wages, and he nullifies her oaths and accepts her divorce. The Gemara explains, Zaka b'kedusha bitay. Because the pasuk regarding an Amma of Ria, Jewish maid servant, states, V'yatzel chinam en kasef. When she becomes 12 years old and develops simanim, indications of maturity, she is released without reimbursement. The words en kasef being redundant teach, In kasav la'adin zeh, v'yesh kesav la'adin achar, umanu avia. That only her slave master does not receive kesef, reimbursement for her yitzia, her release from his jurisdiction. However, her father does receive kesef through her yitzia, from his jurisdiction. Therefore, he is entitled to accept and keep the kesef of her kedushin, which, as the Gemara later explains, is a yitzia regarding hafaras nedarim. Because before erisin, the father has the complete authority of nullifying her vows. But after erisin, he only has partial authority. Because of Avihu Ubailu Mafin Nedarah, he can only nullify her vow jointly with the aris. And the father is also entitled to accept her kedushin through shtar and bia, because iska shavayis la'adadi, there is a hekesh, association, for all forms of kedushin. Ma kesa b'shusaviya, ashtar bia b'shusaviya. Just as her father has the authority for kedusha kesef, he also has the authority for the other forms of kedushin. The Gemara explains the remainder of the Mishnah in the subsequent dafim.